hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening. This is Dirt Doctor Radio, so we talk about the natural organic approach, of course, and be glad to take your calls if you've got some questions, got some problems going on, new to it, and just want to get some basic information. We talk about all those things. We also talk about any tips that you might have. Anybody's got something they've run into that works better than something we've mentioned, we're all ears. We've learned some interesting things and some very important things by doing that through the years. We'll talk quite a bit about In Howard's Garden. I want to go through the calendar for what all should be going on and is going on at this time of the year. We'll work that in as we go. And by the way, if you want to call and jump on here, the telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We'll work In Howard's Garden stuff in as we go. And one of the reasons it's on my mind right now, I'm in the process of redoing the calendar. We're redoing one of the books. It's going to be a while before the new one is out. But as I redo parts of the organic manuals, when I'm talking about the little paperback book that a lot of you have gotten by joining the Organic Club of America, we need to update it from time to time, and the same information calendar wise for each month is in the is on dirtdoctor.com. You go into the month, go into the search area, or go into the index, and you can find the one that we'll be talking about right there. And there's a couple of things I'm changing, a few mistakes, there's misspelled words we're fixing. I'll point that stuff out on this month, but it'll all be redone in the new book, which is being done with Mother Earth News. We're kind of joint venturing redoing the book and making it a little bit more thorough for people across the country, since we're talking to people coast to coast and border to border now. And if you got any questions about that, we'd be glad to talk about it. We'll get into that in a little bit. The SPCA report, I need to go ahead and begin with our dogs. And I tell you what, I'm surprised about something. The dog last week was such a doll, such a cutie, Ray, and he didn't get adopted. Vader from the week before is still available too. So check out all three of them, including this week's dog, Buddy, who I'll tell you about. But Ray is a miniature poodle, about 17 pounds, and he is a cutie pie. So check him out. He needs a home. All these dogs are at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. It's just west of downtown Dallas, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Vader from before that, 5-year-old male Labrador Retriever, he's about 70 pounds. So both of them need homes this week. And you can see them. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPCA button there on the homepage, and you can see these great dogs. Buddy is a really good-looking schnauzer mix. 11.5-year-old. Man, he's an old guy, and he doesn't look it at all. I wonder if that's a misprint. That is really old for that dog, because he looks pretty young in the picture. Really good looking. He might be a bit of a senior fella. Yeah, I don't guess it is. I guess he's really 11 years old. So check him out. Doesn't say how much he weighs. He's probably fairly small, but really would be worth checking out. Check them out, and those of you around the country, help your rescue organizations wherever you are. There's all kinds of them, whether you want mixed breeds, mutts, purebred dogs, cats, and dogs, whether you want to foster. And by the way, at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, they have a really neat cat fostering kitty cat fostering program there. You take real small kittens in, a pair at a time, and foster them, and they really need the help. They've got quite a few really cute little cats that are part of that program there for you. And let's see. Boy, we've got some nice weather going on. We have had brutal hot weather, and you know, coming into this, and then all of a sudden last week we started getting some rain moving in and cool weather, and it has dramatically changed. The plants love it too, because we actually were having some cosmetic damage, some cases worse than cosmetic damage to some of the plants because of the incredible heat we were having. Felt different. The number, I've talked about this before, the number, you know, 101, 103, I mean, we've had that before, but for some reason it just felt different. Maybe it's because I'm older, I don't know, but the plants seem to be responding that way also. I've seen some burn. It's kind of unusual. I've got a little burn even on the west side of my big old pushing for championship ginkgo tree, and I just caught my eye a couple of days ago because I noticed that the Parodia, the Persian ironwood, which is growing as sort of an understory to it now. It wasn't in the beginning, but the ginkgo's gotten so big that part of the big ginkgo is hanging out over the Persian ironwood. But some of it is exposed to that full direct sun in the afternoon, west sun. And there, it's not bad, but there's a little bit of burn, cosmetic damage to the Parodia as well. And normally it can grow in full sun without any problem at all. So that's just an example. I've seen some burn that's fairly typical on some of the Japanese maples, you know, under an organic program. It's not nearly as bad as where I'm seeing some that are really burned up where people are using the chemical fertilizers. And speaking of fertilizer, this is the time to be thinking about that fall fertilization, the third major fertilization of the year. It's part of that August calendar that I was telling you about. And, well, it starts being talked about in August. It's okay to do it in August. We really promote it more so in September and October. Well, one of the nice things about the organic program is that you can fertilize any month of the year. It doesn't hurt anything at all. And the reason it was on my mind is I've already started hearing the chemical guys start pushing for the use of the toxic pre-emergence in the fall. They pretty much use the same calendar that we do, September the 1st through the 15th or something like that. We normally say that if you're going to use the organic pre-emergent, the corn gluten meal, that you shoot for the date of somewhere around September the 15th. It's a little bit of a maybe you do it and maybe you don't do it kind of thing in the fall because the weather's just bouncing all over the place for it, just like we've been going through. Now, when you have this real cool spell like we have here, there's probably some of the cool season weeds that are going to try to start germinating maybe a little early. On the other hand, if it warms up again, stays warm a long time, you may not have that happening until, you know, well into October. So it's a crapshoot about getting a pre-emergent out, whether you're doing the toxic stuff that I don't recommend or doing the corn gluten meal, which I still do recommend. I don't use it myself in turf in the fall that much because the pre-emergents are just a little bit undependable in the fall. The corn gluten meal is a fine organic fertilizer if you want to go that route. But the main big warning to you is if you plan on doing some overseeding with rye or fescue or plant any kind of seed, fall vegetable crops or anything like that, you do not want to be using corn gluten meal because it will foul up the germination. That's how it works. It prevents the germinating seed, whether it's in the fall or the spring, from developing roots. The tops of the seed shoots come out, germinate and start to grow, but the roots don't. It's delayed unless you go through a long wet period, either with irrigation or rain, and it'll finally be overridden. The roots will finally start to grow, and the plants will grow like crazy. So that's what I mean. It's a little bit of a crapshoot about how well it works. I think one of the organic fertilizers that's a blend that contains alfalfa is probably the thing to do and start getting ready for it. And you can do it any time now, but ideal time is going to be next month or even into October. Telephone number, we've already got some people lining up, so we'll kind of go back and forth here, is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk about the torque class a little bit because it's back to school time, and we have a school for you. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we've got a full board of calls, but let me cover a couple of things. Those of you interested in our class, the Natural Organic Certification course, and going to school online with me, I teach it in 15 chapters. Just go to the homepage, dirtdoctor.com, click on there, and it'll tell you all about it. My tea, real quickly, is a good one this morning. If you want to try this, it's lemon juice, fresh lemons, organic, of course, ginger, fresh ginger, some fennel and lemon verbena, a little apple cider vinegar, as I always am doing now, and honey. It's a good one for you to try, so check that out. I've got a report for you on our little dichondra experiment, the planting of that at the garden at home. I'll hold off on that and the rest of the calendar until we catch up a little bit with the callers. Let me see who's first up, who jumped. Oh, and by the way, our contest to win one of the courses is to identify the photograph that we've got on the website now. It's one of the three photographs that'll change there. You can hit the little round buttons below the photograph on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and change it from the information about the torque class to my fire ant control video and whatever else is on there. We need to change that one. It's been up there for a while. To the plant. One person has tried to identify it already, and their guess was fire bush, and that is not correct. So if you want to try to identify that and win a course, check it out, and you can let us know either by calling and be on the show or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Let's go to Pottersville, Missouri. First up this morning, talk to Trish. Hello, Trish. Trish, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry, wrong button on over here. What's up?
Well, I am interested in saving some of the seeds from my garden this year. I was thinking of saving the green beans, the bell peppers, and maybe some tomato seeds. And I can't remember what I was listening to, but I heard someone on the radio say that that's not a good idea to save your seeds, that you should buy new ones every year, and I was wondering what you thought.
Well, whoever said that was probably selling seed, don't you reckon?
Yeah, maybe.
I think saving seeds are great for most crops. There's some that won't come true to what the original plant was, but it's always fun to do and see. Sometimes, for example, you can get some hybridization going on. I did that with peppers some years ago and came up with a pepper that was better than the other peppers that I had grown because of the crossbreeding that naturally happened. So without really careful separation of the plants and all, you'll never know what you're going to get for sure. Unless you plant just one crop and there's not any other crops anywhere nearby. But it's kind of fun to see what you get, and I recommend that. And some of the best, toughest crops that are adapted specifically to your site, your soil, your weather, and everything come from saving the seed. What you want to do is you want to harvest the healthiest, biggest, most plump beans, squash, tomatoes, peppers, whatever it is that you're trying to save. And then save the largest, most plump, healthiest-looking seed also. It makes a big difference if you just don't save them all, you know, the scrawny ones as well as the big, tough ones. Keep them dry and save them for next season and plant away. It's really pretty simple to do.
Would storing them in a plastic storage bag, would that be...
You can put them in a plastic bag. You can put them in a hard plastic container. You want to have them nice and dry before you put them into a refrigerator. Some people will freeze them, and most seed can take that without any trouble. Some may have a little bit of difficulty. The safest thing to do would be keep them in a cool, very dry condition. We used to recommend putting diatomaceous earth in around the seed to help keep pests from eating them over the winter and all that kind of thing. But Malcolm Beck and I both noticed about the same time that when you do that, natural diatomaceous earth has such a desiccating effect. That's how it kills insects. That's why it works so well on certain pest control. But it also will suck a little bit of the moisture out of the seed and hurt the germination of the seed. So they just go in by themselves, dry, and then store it in a cool place.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, and good luck with your experiment there.
Thanks.
All righty. Let's go next to Long Grove, Oklahoma, and it's Trish. Hey, Trish.
Hold on. Gotta get y'all speaker. Hi. I had poor Mont Rosemary so confused. I have a question for you about cutting back some trees in the effort to kill them.
Okay.
I have a rental property. There's lots of trees around there, and I have a privacy fence. And the neighbors and the tenants don't know to pull out the little seedlings until they get so big that now you've got a tree to deal with.
Right.
And I was wondering if there's a better time of year to do that.
What kind of trees are we talking about, Trish?
Oh, gosh. There's a myriad, but I think that listening to you, one of them is silver maple, and those things just germinate like
crazy.
Yeah,
they do come up all the way. Yeah,
mulberry, that type, and all sizes. I've got some that got past me until they were good-sized trees, and I also didn't realize that they weren't mine. I didn't realize they were coming up between my privacy fence and the other chain link, so... Got to go educate my neighbors about that, but I'm trying to get it killed back.
Mary Rose, is that my birds or her birds? Okay, we're going to have to take a break. Can you hold on with me so we're not rushed?
Absolutely.
I'll be back in a little bit, and we'll talk about getting rid of trees that you don't want. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let me see. I was having Trish and Barbara morning. Two Trishes and two Barbaras coming up. Trish number two.
This morning.
let's talk about getting rid of your trees. Unfortunately, some of the trash trees do that. They come up not only from seed that the tree throws down, but from the roots. You know, they come up as suckers. Those are the harder ones to get rid of. What I recommend to other people is what I do with my bamboo. When my bamboo comes up, shoots growing 2-3 feet a day in the spring, I walk around and I kick them over, and or more importantly, chop them out with a little kind of a hatchet length grubbing hoe is what it is. Some people call it an adze, and there are other names used, I guess. But I chop down and not only cut the shoot coming out, but I cut down into the rhizome, the runner that it's growing from, and that's how you really stop the bamboo. That would also work pretty well for you with these silver maples and things like that that are coming up. Physical removal is all you can do. There's no spray, toxic or organic, that is going to kill those seedlings very well, period. Plus the fact they're going to kill everything else in the neighborhood too, you know, the turf and maybe the mother tree, which you might want to do at some point if they're your trees.
No, they're not. I'm a regular listener, so I know what you recommend on that. The problem is going to be, again, these are between a privacy fence and the chain link fence, and I don't think the neighbors will have any problem on two sides of me going into the yard to try to do that. But how far out can I go to try and cut the roots?
They're right
between, like, in a 6-inch area, 6 or 8-inch area between two fences.
Well, what you're going to need to do is try to find the root on both sides and sever it, and that'll kill any of the sprouts that are coming up, you know, in that area that's hard to get to. If you can't find them by probing around, you know, use a golf club shaft with the head broken off as a probe, and you can probe around and find where they are. Go down and sever the roots on both sides, and that'll end it in that area. If you can't find the crossing roots and they're going down the space where they're growing and being a problem, you're going to have to get some loppers or something to reach in and cut those shoots off inside that space.
Okay. So what I'm wondering is there a time of year that stresses the tree more when you do that?
Yeah, it's the same thinking that you'd use for killing weeds or ranchers use this when they're dehorning animals or doing castration. You're doing it during the dark of the moon. You're doing it during the last phase of the moon. If you shave, you know, people that shave during that time don't have to shave nearly as often after that. Same with haircuts.
I cut my hair that way too.
People think, well, it sounds like voodoo. Well, no, not at all. You know, if the tides of the ocean can be affected by the moon, you can imagine how much power there's there, the energy involved in that. Well, certainly it can control the cells in a plant. And, yeah, by far during the dark of the moon is the time to do it.
Great. That'll make it easier because I can space it out. Okay. I appreciate the help. And, by the way, I love the phone app. I can carry your show around while I'm doing chores.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Trish. Thanks for being there. I appreciate all this time. Bye. Let's go to our first Barbara of the morning. We got more coming up, it looks like. Peoria, Arizona. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. I have an orange tree, and we have been living in Arizona for about 6 years. So the plant is 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And this year we got a phenomenal crop of oranges. They tasted great. And before this, I've never really had a good tasting orange, and I truthfully have done nothing really to make the tree grow good oranges, and I don't know how to do that, and I was hoping you could help.
Do you want to redo that next season? Is that what you're after here?
Yes, and for the seasons from now on.
Okay, well, tell me what you did. What was your fertilizer program?
No real fertilizer program.
Just lucked out with benign neglect. Well, what that won't last. It'll come to bite you because the plants can sometimes live off of the fertilizer that's put into the root ball at the growing operation, and there's a certain amount of energy and fertility that's built in. The little pellets that you see in the potting soil, you know, are kind of slow release fertilizers. But when that's gone, when that's used up, if you don't continue to feed the plant, they're going to be hungry and they're not going to produce very well for you. We were just talking about this on Bob Webster's show yesterday in San Antonio. Some of his people there at his nursery had commented to him that they'd never seen a product bring a plant into flower and fruiting production as well as this mixture we call Garrett juice. So you can make it yourself. Our formula is on the website. Always, it's in all my books as well. And you can start fertilizing with just this Garrett juice mixture, both spraying it on the foliage and drenching it into the soil. And I would start that now. I'd start doing some of that now. I'd probably also put a dry fertilizer, something like an alfalfa meal, into the soil sometime here in the fall, and then next year get on a program of fertilizing with the Garrett juice and or an organic dry product at least two times, or you're going to see that production you enjoyed so much drop off.
Okay.
Yes, the problem is I was just looking at the tree as something pretty, not something to actually eat. Now, when I tasted them, now I want, now it's become important to me.
You're hooked. That's great. Well, just don't let them get too hungry and they'll be fine. You, one of the things about the organic program, and I talk about it in the course a little bit, and then I'll talk about more than I do. Sometimes you get the best production of nuts and fruit and flowers and things if you trick the plant a little bit by spacing out the watering and the fertilizing so that it almost starts to get into stress a little bit before you relieve that stress. You see what I mean? In other words, going as long as possible between waterings and go as long as possible between feedings, but not so much that it's going to damage the plant. You can actually make production better by using that pulsing method. It works on everything, grass, trees, fruits and vegetables, anything that you grow.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
I will do that.
Thank you, Barbara. Let's go next to Memphis, Tennessee, and talk to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I appreciate taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First off, I wanted to just thank you for the I scoured the internet. I have some roses that I got from my wife that are really sentimental, and everybody said when they got the rose rosette that you just dig them up.
Throw them away, yeah.
And she said, no, keep looking, please. And so I found your stuff and did your program for it, and it just came back strong as ever. Really.
That's great. Thanks for the report.
Yeah, I just really appreciate you making that stuff. And I'm realizing now after reading some more of your literature and also some things on permaculture and stuff that it's probably my fault having them in such a wet place. We basically live in a swamp over here in Memphis. It's not a real swamp, but it's right by a riverbed and pretty much clay. And I'm realizing it's probably just not the best environment for them. So
you're right. They really need a good drainage, Josh. And even though y'all have really nice soil there, I've done some landscape projects there, nice deep sandy soil. Staying too wet, no matter what kind of soil it is a problem long term.
Yeah. So I was first of all going to see just what your recommendation was on a good way to transplant, because I guess what I would want to try to do is transplant them to a better soil.
Yeah.
You know, there's other places, other property we have that we
right.
can put them, or maybe even pots or something.
Well, here's what you do. As soon as you start having some fall color on the beautiful big trees around there in Memphis, it doesn't have to even be just on your site, but as soon as you start to see fall color manifest in the trees, that means that all systems are pretty much being shut down in the plants and going into the fall dormancy. At that point, you can move those roses, cut them back a little bit just to make them easier to handle. You don't really need to even cut them back, but to make them easier to handle, you can do that. Move them to the new place. You can basically bare root them. If you get some soil with the roots, it'll work even better. Move them to the new place. And the new place needs to be prepared beds, you know, where you've mixed in compost and rock minerals, dry molasses and the cornmeal, all the things mm-hmm. that we recommend, and it's mm-hmm. raised because of adding all those amendments. Put those plants in the new place. They won't bat an eye. You won't lose a plant.
Great. Okay, great. So it's about timing and just the new bed.
It's all about timing, and the key there is fall color, because that means that fall is the temperature in the soil and the air has gotten cool enough to where all the systems in the plant are being shut down. If you wait longer, you know, on into full-scale fall or the first of winter, that's fine, but you can do it as soon as the fall color starts to show.
Great. All right. Well, I appreciate your show and everything you do.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks.
All right. It's 866-444-3478. Barbara, our second Barbara, Dallas, Texas. We finally got to Dallas. Hello, Barbara.
Good morning, Howard. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Good. I've been a listener for about 10 years. First time I've called in.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. I totally enjoy your show and use all of your products and your techniques. I purchased a Weeping Blue Atlas Cedar about 10 weeks ago.
I love that plant. You know, and I never have used it a lot in the past, but we've got some beautiful ones here in Dallas now. They're just doing great. It's one we ought to use more.
Okay, well, then I desperately need your help. Now, the one I have is a Weeping, and it's been staked to go back and forth like a snake.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's beautiful. And I have placed it where it gets full west sun, that hot west sun in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But it's also in a relatively small area next to a pondless water feature. And
Water feature. What does that mean?
This is a big hunk of granite, and the water just over the sides.
Let me put you on hold, Barbara. We're going to have to talk when I get back, so we'll have plenty of time, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back, and we'll finish with Barbara right after this.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were just getting started with Barbara talking about her weeping blue Atlas cedar. Barbara, you there?
Yes, I am.
What seems to be the problem with our plant here?
Planted it using your instructions. The flare was deeply buried in the pot that I purchased it in, and I took away all the soil.
Surprise, surprise, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. About a month or so after I planted it, and there was a section of the bark or the trunk of one of the curves or turns in the serpentine-shaped tree that it was exposed to that strong west sun, and I noticed that the bark, the trunk, became discolored. It turned dark brown. From that point to the top of the tree, all of the needles have now turned brown, and they fell off with all this rain that we just had. And I desperately want to save it, and I don't know what to do. Could it be fungal, or could the tree have gotten, you know, sunburned, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, it could have gotten sunburned. It's kind of rare with that plant that it would happen, but the ones that I know about that are near my house, they're not weeping, they're upright Atlas cedars, but they are facing south and west, and they're having no problem with the sun at all. Now, you could have a situation where the plant is in the nursery, it's grown, and then it was in the nursery facing, you know, a certain way, and then when you planted it, it got faced another way, and that can cause sunburn on the trunk of any kind of a plant, but especially young, you know, thin bark plants. Is there any living foliage left on the plant at all?
Yes, from that point to the ground is beautiful green. From that point to the top of the tree is brown.
Was there some physical damage? You know, it got banged, it had a wound there or anything like that, or you think it was just sunburn?
From what I can tell, it's just sunburn.
That's weird that it happens in just a spot like that. Normally, sunburn would happen over, you know, a period of a distance of 5 or 6 feet.
Okay, and no. This was where one of the curves in this trained serpentine shape was exposed to the to the sun.
Okay.
When it started turning brown, I covered it with just a piece of material, hoping that it would keep that harsh sun off it. It didn't seem to help.
Well, what you want to do, it's probably dead from that point up. If the foliage of that plant turns brown, I doubt that it's going to come back out again. But here's what we can try. There's a formula. It's my formula that we made up a long time ago, and it's incredible for damage to woody tissue. It's called tree goop, or tree trunk goop. I've called it both things. It's equal amounts of natural diatomaceous earth, soft rock phosphate, or just any fine textured phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. Mixed with water, it makes a muddy slurry, and you slurry it on the damaged area. And if it gets washed off by rain or irrigation, you slather it back on again. It will create it will speed up the process of the callusing and the healing over, not healing, a wound in a tree doesn't heal. It just gets covered and compartmentalized. But this material speeds up that process. You'll be able to tell, we can probably already tell, that where it's dead, it's not going to leaf out again. But you can leave it on there for a while, leave that top part on, see if it leafs back out. But that will heal that wound at that point so that what's below it can live and be good. It may ruin the structure of it and the look of it, but we can keep it alive.
Okay. Should I use this tree trunk goop from the point where I see the scalding of the sunburn all the way to the tip, or just where I see the scalding?
Just the damaged area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does one find soft? I have plenty of DE. Where do I find soft rock phosphate?
Well, right now, soft rock phosphate, which was a colloidal clay product, is kind of hard to find. It used to come out of Florida, and I don't think it's available anymore. There's there's an outfit over in Grand Saline that's putting out a fine textured phosphate that some of the garden centers are handling. You just need to look at it. If it's got like heavy sand and grit in it, heavy, it doesn't work as well. You want it as fine a texture as you can get, so it forms this slurry. If you can't find any fine textured phosphate, you can use fireplace ashes as a substitute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did someplace locally just have your goop that I could run and get today so I can get this on today?
I don't have any products at all. I was going to mention that. A lot of people think I have my own products. I just help other people make them, and there are things that I recommend. The Rabbit Hill people, which is Maestro Grow, they had one, and I didn't like the formula at all. It had gritty, heavy particles in it, and so it didn't work that well. I have been told that they're putting it out now according to my formula. So you might check that, Rabbit Hill Farm or Maestro Grow.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Good luck with it. And take a picture and send me a report, and we'll stay on top of this, and hopefully we can solve the problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, end of hour one. We got a couple more for you. Telephone number. And there's one open line. You can jump on here real fast at 866-444-3478. We had so many calls, I didn't get to do all of the In Howard's Garden I wanted to do going through the calendar. We'll try to work that in as we go. If we don't, for whatever reason, it's on our website, dirtdoctor.com, under the August calendar. We are revising it and updating it right now, so we'll talk about that if we have time right after this break. Don't go away.